Now, of course, it was the Queen's birthday long weekend. The Queen's birthday honours were revealed yesterday, and we had a couple of Upper Hunter locals receive the accolade, we'll call it. And one of those was Joplin Higgins, of course, a regular on Hunter Valley Today. She received an Order of a Medal of Australia for her services to law. Joplin joins me this morning. Joplin, congratulations.
Morning, Jess. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's awesome. Did you see that one coming?
No, I didn't. I only received an email maybe 2 weeks ago from the Governor General, and it was a massive surprise, yes.
And it's for your services to law. You established Joplin Lawyers in Singleton in 2012, I think it was. And it's been, I imagine, a hectic 10 years since all of that happened, almost 10 years.
Yes, well, it's been very busy, and I've definitely enjoyed, you know, what Joplin Lawyers represents and what we do on a daily basis. So I'm very proud of it, and yesterday just really topped it off.
Mm. And I guess, did it cement, you know, why you do what you do?
Jess, you know, I knew really early on in my career that I would be drawn towards regional New South Wales or regional Australia, and I knew that I would help women, and so Joplin Lawyers is probably just a the coming together of what that has meant in my career in all, you know, in all stages.
Mm. And you've done so much, you know, looking at your list of achievements. You're on numerous community boards, different things, the Law Society of New South Wales and the Hunter Valley Law Practitioners Association as well.
Yeah, I know. They keep me busy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some days I'm really busy. But, you know, I think it's really important. I really value my panels and what I do for the Legal Aid Commission. I'm an independent children's lawyer as well, and I'm on that domestic violence panel, and that's very important to me. And I had a client write to me last night, and she said, I remember saying to you, why do you do legal aid? And I must have said to her, because everyone's entitled to exceptional legal advice, and that's why I do legal aid. And she said, I'll never forget it, Joff. And so it was really nice to hear that, you know, some of the things that you say people remember.
Yeah. And we've spoken to you, you know, on a number of occasions about domestic violence and the family law side of things. And, you know, you're so passionate about it, and so passionate that particularly for that rural and regional part of, you know, New South Wales, that, you know, women and families, you know, get what they deserve.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, we as a community as a whole are now talking about domestic violence. It's not something that's behind closed doors. And, you know, sometimes I felt like I was beating to a drum that no one else was hearing. But it is important that we look after women and children in our community that have that perpetrated on them. We must act protectively, and we must do what is right. And by advocating, I really feel that is what, you know, I've always felt that is what is the right thing to do.
Mm, exactly. Well, Joplin, congratulations again. It's so well deserved that you received this AM.
Oh, thank you, Jess. I really appreciate that.
Now, we caught up with Joplin Higgins, who is one of two ladies in the Upper Hunter who've received a Member of the Order of Australia over the weekend in the Queen's Birthday Honours. And the other amazing woman in the Upper Hunter who also received one is Dr. Patrice Newell, and she joins me this morning. How are you this morning, Patrice? Congratulations.
Thanks, Jess. I'm good. Busy weekend.
Yes, I can imagine. You received this for your significant service to the environment and to sustainable farming practice, which is something that you really are a pioneer of.
Well, I probably don't think of myself as a pioneer because plenty of fabulous farmers have been participating with organic and biodynamic agriculture for 50 years right across Australia in different areas. And they have been my mentors and inspiration ever since. So I suppose when I came here 34 years ago, it was with those people with me in spirit, not geographically, that helped me, you know, participate and do what I've done here at the farm. But also hundreds of local people over that time too who've worked with me on Elmswood Farm who helped. So it's a strange thing getting this type of honour because it really comes with a stack of people over a long period that, you know, helped me get it.
Yeah, most definitely. Mm. You said that there were a number of, you know, farmers who were already doing this who inspired you to start doing it yourself. Was it something in particular, you know, when you started to live at Elmswood that really prompted you to get into it?
Yes, because I was taken aback through previous research as a journalist with the massive amount of chemicals, toxic chemicals, being used in agriculture, and they are still being used. So probably foundational and at the heart of what I keep wanting to mention, it's very hard to go forward with really good land management if we continue to poison so much of the earth. It's just got to ease up.
Yeah, exactly. For anyone who may not know, Patrice, take us through what you do on Elmswood.
Well, Elmswood is 4,000 hectares on Wannaroo country where the Pages meets the Isis. And when we first came here, it had been a sheep, primarily a sheep operation. And so we had sheep, wool production in the beginning, then cattle production. And then in the late 90s, I planted 6,000 olive trees. And then after that, went into garlic production. And all through that time, I've been a beekeeper and I've increased the honey production as a business as well. So that's been the prime thing. So you could say it's a mixed business. You know, horticultural, tree crops, and grazing.
And over the years, you've written a couple of books. One of those was Who's Minding the Farm?
That's true. So five books all up over those years. And, you know, I guess I think what drove the honour was, you know, over those years, there's been lots of different engagement with, I guess, the issues of the time, you know, water reform, Agenda 21, regional areas, local groups coming together to look at and address climate change and see what they can do. And a lot of the foundational work for me here too was with the anti-piggery campaign way back in the 90s and the knowledge that we learned through that campaign. With water pollution, soil pollution, and animal husbandry techniques. So often it's events, you know, unexpected events and occurrences that drive us or give us an opportunity to really learn and delve pretty deeply into the issue. So that, to me, when I reflect on it locally, was a really big eye-opener. You know, when the Department of Water would come up and talk to us about what was happening to the water up there, it was shocking.
Yeah.
So that was just one of the things, you know, and there's been hundreds of them over the years where the communities got together to learn about different, you know, issues, land, water, air quality, difference in grazing, pollution points. They're all important environmental things that are a part of the learning of the community.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think this is so deserving for yourself, Patrice, and for everyone who's been with you, you know, along the ride that still continues out at Elmswood there. So thank you so much for joining us this morning and congratulations again.
Great. Thanks, Jess. All the best. Bye-bye.